If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.center.
All right, good evening, good morning. Welcome aboard Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I am Marty Terrell. Dominic Jimenez along the way, fully guested today, a Thursday night into a Friday morning as we talk the world of sports. We do so on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, other SportsByline.com, and many other ways to stream nowadays off your tablet or phone or computer at home, or perhaps in the car you sync it up and away we go. Lots to talk to. We'll start SEC football. We're really still doing previews. Nick Douglas, he's going to have an eye on the SEC for us this year. His outpost is Oxford, Mississippi, where Lane Kiffin and the Rebs look very good. I mean, it's going to be a third, fourth place team in the SEC. Obviously, the headlines at Media Day in Dallas a couple of 2.5 weeks ago was Texas and Oklahoma joining the fray. But we went inside the Big Ten yesterday with Ward Manuel. The AD at Michigan will continue. We'll dip into the ACC. The Pac-12 is no longer. And we'll just take a look at the Big 12 as well, because college football is really 4 weeks from tonight. North Carolina and Minnesota will collide. In the Olympics, women's basketball team, you know, against Belgium, let them hang around, got down to four in the fourth, or in the second half, rather, pulled away, won it by, 13 or 14, 87, 73, something in that order. I kept an eye on it. Belgium had some players. They did. So the U.S. did what they had to do. They take care of business. They move on. In the pool, in the 4x200, Katie Ledecky spearheaded the U.S. Effort as they land silver. And she's now 13 medals. And I think she's already hinted or even stated she'll be back in 2028 in Los Angeles. That's what I think I heard. They'll prime time that again tonight. And also, you can't beat that Australian relay team. My Lord, are they good. I mean, they win by 3, 4, 5 seconds. And that's a quarter of the pool, for crying out loud. But we'll start it with Nick Douglas a little bit later on. Tyler Levine will join us. We'll also get to Zaid Hussein as we get ready for Bears and Texans in the Hall of Fame game tonight. Boy, it's too early, but it's a chance for us to break down the Bears and Caleb Williams with Zaid from Chicago. We're coming back.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select a new silver unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new silver unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network. All right, talking the world of sports. We'll get a little baseball in a little bit later on. We get an eye on the Olympic golf, too. Tyler Levine will help us out with that as well. But Zaid Hussein a little bit later on, we'll do some more Big Ten. But obviously with the Texans and the Bears tonight in Canton, Ohio, we want to hey, it's football, right? You know, everybody and their brothers watching it because it's football. That's the way it goes. But let's get it right in here right now with our buddy Nick Douglas. He's got his eye zeroed in on the Southeastern Conference, arguably the best conference in college football. Nick, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful today, Marty. How are you?
Good, thank you. You're in steamy, hot Oxford, Mississippi, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
That's right, Marty. I was just up at the facility a couple hours ago. The Rebels closed day two of fall camp. And let me tell you, this is a senior group at Ole Miss. They play with a lot of swagger. You can clearly see that there's incredible side on the offense and the defense, both sides of the ball. Coach Kiffin really made it a priority to upgrade there, you know, especially after, and he's been very vocal about the Georgia and the Alabama games last year, just getting dominated in the front seven. He's made that a big priority, and that was very evident just watching the team take the field over the last few days.
You know, the big headline, of course, is, you know, Georgia, and then you got the addition of Texas and Oklahoma. I want to double back to Ole Miss. That's a very talented team, a veteran-laden team. Their schedule is going to be very good, but then they hit a meat grinder. They'll have Arkansas in the middle of some really tough games. We'll get to that in a moment. But as you look at the SEC, are we going to see a Georgia? I mean, Alabama's probably coming down a notch. We'll see what Kalen DeBoer can do. Sarkisian and Texas are very amped about being here. And then Ole Miss just sits there, looks like, you know, they're pecking at the door and could really make some noise in the SEC. Give me a quick skinny on how you see the upper echelon of the SEC coming up.
Absolutely. So the upper echelon of the SEC is loaded with returning talent, as it should be. The fact of the matter is the conference is bolstered up, and they will have a monster year. I think you've got a bit of a question mark and a lot of those second-tier SEC teams. Obviously, you can't count out Georgia. They're going to compete for a national championship. Texas is atop of the conference, even though they're yet to play a down of football in the SEC. I've got Ole Miss at the top of the list as well. It's hard to look at that ultra-talented roster with a number one portal haul and say that, you know, they're not going to reach at least nine wins. And then I've got Missouri in my upper echelon as well. They've got Luther Burden and Brady Cook, an incredible duo on the offensive side, and they also loaded up in the portal without losing a lot of talent, to the surprise of many. I think the questions come where you look at your Tennessees, your LSUs, your Alabama, and your Oklahoma. You know, obviously these are going to be competitive teams, but they've got to go up and face the best of the best every single weekend. And when you look at, you know, the fact that the SEC is loaded with 22 and 23-year-olds now, and as part of these starting rosters with the transfer portal and everything, you know, those teams you could normally count for 8 and 9 wins, you can't really count them there. And I'm just seeing a tremendous amount of parity through the conference. You know, Auburn's a bit of a question mark. Kentucky's a bit of a question mark. They're not expected to compete and punch above the weight of Georgia and Texas, but who's to say they can't scurry to 8 or 9 wins? I mean, it's going to be a fascinating year for the conference, but I think your upper echelon is going to be Georgia and Texas. Ole Miss will be up there, and I've got Missouri up there with LSU as the first one out.
That's interesting. So just a real quick hit on the Crimson Tide. You see an appreciable – I mean, it's almost like Saban knew. You know, they were due for a bounce year. Is this it, where we look at 9 wins, probably the threshold for Bama, which is almost unthinkable when you really get down to it? How about Alabama?
Because with Alabama, you've got a ton of talent there, and I see the same issue with Texas. There's plenty of talent on that roster. But if one thing's been proven over the last several years, Marty, it's that you can't recruit chemistry. Coach DeBoer has brought a lot of his staff over from Washington. That's great. He's going to have a very solid roster and a very solid coaching staff. But will the two come together, and will it manifest itself in a 9-10 win season? I'm really not sure. Obviously, Coach DeBoer is in a very changed landscape going from the Pac-12 to the SEC. And his staff is adjusting from Seattle to Tuscaloosa. From what I've heard, from what my sources tell me, you know, there was a bit of an adjustment from the spring window to now, the spring window of the portal. Now they're in at fall camp, and just now is this group starting to find its groove. So, you know, you can't count out Alabama. They're going to have 8, 9. I think they reach 9 wins, but I put their cap on 9 wins. I don't see them going past that just because you've got a rugged LSU team. Brian Kelly is very frustrated with over the last several years. That team hasn't been able to reach his full potential. And then I've got Tennessee up there as well. I think you're going to see a really, really promising season from that new quarterback. And, you know, they're also another team that loaded up in the portal.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Tennessee's one of those teams where they could go either way. I agree. Oklahoma, and I, obviously I mentioned Texas. Josh Heupel's done a hell of a job there. Let's go to Ole Miss, though. I mean, what's the upside, realistic upside? I think this is a team that gets into the 12th playoff. Do you see it that way? And is that the ultimate goal?
Absolutely. A lot of the buzz around town, Marty, is that the expectation is a serious postseason run. Now, what's great is the guys and the team in the locker room and everything, the vibe is just that they're ready to compete. They're not ready to go win the title. They're ready to compete day in and day out. And I think there's a lot of value in that because Coach Kiffin's big on the whole rat poison narrative. And obviously with the advent of social media and the way that spread, guys are looking at that stuff every hour of the day. You know, it's not like it was 20 years ago where, you know, the news was on TV. The news is everywhere now. It's on all these different apps. You know, kids can access it as much as they want or as little as they want. And so I think what you're going to see from this Ole Miss team is a team that is disciplined and that is poised. You've got a lot of guys who are two-time transfers coming here, a lot of guys that are 22 and 23. And that 2022 Ole Miss portal haul, a lot of those guys are returning for their third season, which, you know, it sounds odd to say returning for the third season these days with the constant roster turnover. But you've got a group that's spurned away you know, some day two and day three draft opportunities to come back to Ole Miss. So they've shown that they play with a lot of swagger. Obviously, they've loaded up in the portal, and the understanding around Oxford is this team is ready to compete. But I tell you what, that group is going to be fired up to take the field this fall. They've already sold out every game, so season tickets are sold out in Oxford.
Yeah. Is Georgia beatable this year? I mean, Carson Beck is obviously taking over a Lamborghini. He's got to learn to drive it. He will. He's very talented. They just is this another, frankly, an invincible Georgia team, or do you think they're beatable? And you're going to see them this year. You are going to see them this year.
Absolutely. And what's going to be interesting is Ole Miss is going to catch them toward the end of the year, and I'm intrigued to see how the health of these rosters shake out. Because with the scheduling getting as competitive as it is, you'll find that guys are going to go down a lot and guys are going to be load managed a lot more. And so I think, obviously with the advent of the portal and NIL, the rich have become richer. Schools like Georgia and Texas can field the best, the most talented rosters in college football. But I think by week 10, you'll see a Georgia team that's faced Texas on the road, a Georgia team that's faced Alabama. There could be an opportunity for Ole Miss to come in and get a win. Now, I think a lot of it is going to depend on the momentum of these two teams, but it's really going to come down to the health as well. I know I can speak for Ole Miss and say they've got an incredibly deep roster. It seems as if they've taken a money ball approach, and rightfully so. They've loaded up a lot of these position groups. Now, they do have some gaps at cornerback. They loaded up running back in the spring portal, so I'm curious to see how they manage their players and how they manage guys who are known to have injury problems. So I think with Georgia, you can expect a dominant group as usual. Carson Beck should perform. Colby Young is my breakout player on that team. He was a portal acquisition, and they've got four returning starters on the O-line. There's no reason why that team should not be playing in Atlanta in the first weekend in December, but I do think that Ole Miss game does have – it's got potential to be the game of the week, should be the game of the week, and I think it's anyone's game.
November 2nd, right before the election. It's going to get a lot of buzz. Nick, we are so grateful to have you on the team. We'll double back with you, and we'll hear you on weekends here on Sports Byline. Thank you so much.
All righty. Sounds good.
You got it, Nick Douglas, outstanding job from Oxford, Mississippi. He's got his finger on the pulse of the Southeastern Conference. We're coming right back. Who done it? Who stole my girl from me?
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, we're talking the world of sports here in the overnight and the late night here across country and around the globe. Marty Terrell along with Tyler Levine. He's going to weigh in. We'll do some Olympic stuff. There is some NFL football tonight. People will say, well, it's preseason. And the same people that you hear say, well, it's preseason, they're glued to it because it's football. Isn't that right, Tyler? I mean, I don't care who plays. You put a football game on TV on August 1st. I'm telling you right now, they're going to get good numbers. Now, they're not going to do Olympic numbers. There's a lot of good stuff going on for the Americans in the pool and on the pitch and on the courts. But let's be honest, if it's NFL football, people are watching. Give me a quick take on that. Texans and Bears. I mean, Caleb Williams, it looks like he's going to play. We're going to hear from Zaid Hussain live in Chicago here coming up. But they're going to give him a few reps. What do you think? Couple series at most, or what do you think?
Yeah, baby. I mean, we made it. It's the long grueling stretch of the Super Bowl until everything comes back. I know I follow a bunch of pages that pretty much count it down every weekend. So I'm just excited. Football's back. It's official. You know, obviously it is only preseason. We're not going to get too excited. But like you said, it's NFL football, baby. And it's cool that we will get a first glimpse, hopefully, at Caleb Williams, number one overall pick. I mean, the Bears have pretty much reinvented their entire offense. Keenan Allen coming in. Cole Kmet's a great player. I believe he's returning there. It's going to be exciting to see what they do. It seems like Ryan Poole, however you say it, he's done a great job in their front office, especially when you look at the trade they made with the Panthers. Mike O'Donnell is the biggest robbery in NFL history. And, you know, they should turn things around this year, hopefully. I'm excited to watch. And, you know, the Texans, obviously, probably over exceeded a lot of people's expectations last season. And we'll see how the sophomore season of CJ Stroud looks.
Yeah, Stroud and Caleb Williams. I mean, that's a centerpiece. We'll see tonight. I hope to see Caleb Williams on a couple of sets. We'll see. I will tune in to see. Here's what I want to say about him. Look, there's the Mahomes comparison, which is, you would think on the surface, very unfair. I don't think it's too big of a stretch. And I'm going to tell you why. The guy can flat out scramble. He can deke. He can fake. He's very good on his feet. He knows how to. Now, look, Mahomes is a special talent, so I want to preface this. It's like when Brady played. You know, young guys were coming up, and they were the next Brady. There hasn't been a Brady. And I'm not saying that Caleb Williams is going to supplant Mahomes. All I'm saying there is the style is very similar. Can we agree on that? Let me hear.
100%. And I think that that's where the line has to be drawn. And I think that realistically, people who are making those comparisons understand that as well. And the people that are upset by it are the ones who are ultimately overlooking really what's being said and kind of taking it out of context. No one's saying that Caleb Williams is Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. He's one of one, you know, multiple Super Bowl champion. And, you know, this guy's coming into the league for his first season. We have no idea what's going to happen. Correct. But with that being said, when you look at how he plays, he's unconventional and, you know, does things that a lot of people are, you know, you're gritting your teeth when he's moving around. You're like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? But, you know, that's the extent of it. It's just the comparisons of the style of play and that's it. And it's fair also. It's not like that's outlandish. It's not like, you know, we're saying, you know, a player like Eli Manning being compared to Patrick Mahomes with the way that he plays. You know what I mean? It's it's a fair comparison.
Exactly right. Tyler Levine with us. Let's get to the Olympics. What jumped off the page today? You're hitting me up on the golf. I didn't see a stroke. I know Scheffler tomorrow. I'll keep an eye on him. I still think he's alive. We shall see. What struck you today? And I love the fact that golf is an Olympic sport. I really and truly do. A lot of people think it doesn't belong. I'm not one of them. Let me hear.
It has to belong. It's the best, man. You know, obviously. Okay, let me rewind. It's not necessarily the best. It might be my favorite. I can understand why it might not be everyone else's. But what stuck out to me today is Xander Schauffele is here. He's not cooling down. He's staying hot. He had seven birdies and one bogey. What also stuck out, and I said this going into the tournament, that Matsuyama was going to be someone to watch, and he can go low, and that in fact he did. Eight birdies, bogey free 63. But I mean, this leaderboard is just so exciting, man. I mean, it still is anyone's tournament. You know, anyone can get gold here. Scheffler's at -4. He'll certainly have something to say. John Rahm, a lot of people are overlooking him, I think, just because he made the move to live, hasn't really played great, hasn't really been in it too much, had a couple meltdowns as he does. But that's just who he is as a player. He's sitting at -4 as well. Rory sitting at -3, Åberg at -3 as well. The Americans, well, at least the two Americans that we really highlighted as ones that we thought could really win this thing in Xander and Scotty are right up there in the thick of it. The only one that really struggled today in a major way was Wyndham Clark. He finished +475, ugly. He's probably out of it at this point, you have to say. But this is a good lead. Even guys that are at -1, you never know in golf, man. Think the weather can change a little bit. Greens can firm up. So Victor Hovland, someone that's very capable. He's sitting at -1 right now of making his way into the conversation over the next 2 days. And I couldn't be more excited for what's going to unfold. And man, I mean, how exciting is this? We got tee times at 5:44 a.m., 3:55 a.m. We're waking up, drinking our coffee, and turning on the golf. How exciting.
No, it's great. It is 3 in the morning Eastern, so that means I think I get here at 2 in the morning. I'm locked and loaded. I love it. I really do. It's a great companion. The Olympic coverage is great. I want to go into the pool, and I don't know if you saw it, but I think you can comment because
okay, looks like we may have lost Marty. Tyler, are you still there?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, I'm not entirely sure the mechanics, but it looks like the Gremlins may have got Marty. Marty, are you back?
I'm back, and my elbow hit the mute button, and I apologize. You know what, Don? The thing I admire right there was how quickly you caught on. Thank you very, very much. I'm serious. Good job, Dom. That's why he's the best. No, what I was saying was Katie Douglas in the pool gets gold only in the Olympics. In my opinion, do you see such chest-clutching drama for the mother, the fathers? It looks like a sister, brother, or a boyfriend. It's just phenomenal. I don't know if you saw it, but that's why I love these Olympics. And it's not necessarily just respective to the United States. We see it with other countries. In the relay, the Australian gals, just flat-out phenomenal. Where else can you get this but in the Olympic Games? I love it, Tyler.
I mean, I love it too. And it's, these are sports that just generally speaking, most people are not watching, throughout the year. And it's watch when it comes up for the Olympics, and that's really it. But it's kind of beautiful in a sense, because it's something that we really get to enjoy and cherish. And for me, at least, I don't find myself watching any track and field or any swimming throughout the year, generally speaking, but this is stuff that you can get up for. Obviously it's almost impossible to watch everything. Like we spoke about the other day, when it's on, I'll give it a watch. One of the things that definitely stuck out to me in the pool was these, and I'm sure everyone's seen them at this point, they went pretty viral online, but the screenshots of Katie Ledecky finishing up, I think it was her 100 meter, where she's taking her goggles and cap off, and there's not even a single other person that's in the frame of the camera. It almost looks like she's in the pool alone, but no, she just smoked everybody, and it's just crazy to see. She has, I believe it's the top 20 world record times for the women's 100 meter. I believe that's the race. Just double check, obviously. I might be wrong, but I know that it is. There's one particular race where she holds the top 20 world records. I mean, that's a level of dominance that rivals anyone in any sport, men's or women's. And it's just, I don't think it's spoken about enough. And she deserves all of the flowers that are thrown her way.
It's awesome. Tyler Levine with us. All right, give us, let's get,
let's hear, literally, I'm getting all sorts of Skype messages here, which I love. Yeah, people saying the 1500 meter is just a great event, no question about it. Let me ask you this, Tyler. Saturday night, you guys, I know Nico, after Saturday night's headed to Athens. Your show's going to originate from Greece, at least one half of it a week from Saturday. Here we go, counting down to EPL. Looks like things are moving forward for you guys. With the European Premier League credentials, it's just so exciting. We got a couple minutes here, so let's just go quick. But preview Saturday night, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be outstanding, and the season's right around the corner. 2 weeks out in a day. How about that?
Oh, man, I cannot wait. And I'm super excited for Saturday's show as well. We're certainly going to be going through Premier League stuff. There's been a lot of injuries that have happened, specifically for Manchester United, unfortunately. A lot of transfer news going on. Fulham is making bid for McTominay. Coaching changes, the whole nine yards. There's been a lot of preseason action as well. So we'll get some, you know, overreactions is what I'm going to call them, because it's, you know, it's preseason. You know, these guys aren't necessarily going 100%. You know, they're switching out at halftime. But there's some stuff to take away from it for sure, especially with a lot of these changes that have been going on. So I couldn't be more excited. Saturday's show is going to be amazing. We're really fired up for it. We've been putting in a ton of prep work. And we're certainly going to be looking ahead at the Champions League. We'll be talking about Barcelona, Real Madrid, some Nico Williams drama, Danny Olmo, two guys who stood out at the Euros we've covered in depth. And we couldn't be more excited. Great.
Good job. Listen, thank you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and then Saturday night, a full hour. I still don't think it's enough time. We're going to have to revisit that down the road, but absolutely love it, and the response has been great. Thank you so much, Tyler. Great job out of you.
Thank you. Talk soon.
All right, sir. You get back to us, and thank you, Dom, for catching the glitch there. We'll come back. We will get Zaid Hussain. He is perched in Chicago. Even though they're playing in Canton, Ohio, Bears and Texans, Caleb Williams. What about his new receiver, the rookie from Washington, Keenan Allen, the veteran, DJ Moore? High-octane offense? We'll see. Coming back.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
All right, yeah, football tonight. First day of August into a Friday, the second day, and then we're a week out, or a month out, I should say. North Carolina, Minnesota, going to open the season on the 29th. I mean, it's just, it's coming fast, folks, and I always say that. I mean, it's talking to the staff and all the people that we have put together to, you know, facilitate Sports Weekend and Sports Overnight America, and we all got together via phone and text and email and Skype and Zoom and every other way. We're like, football right around the corner, and I see the glazed overlook on people's face, but here we are. Let's get him in here. Zaid Hussain from his outpost in Chicago. He'll be on the NFC North beat. He'll also have a beat on college football with the delicious Big Ten, now 18 members strong. Zaid, welcome aboard. Marty Terrell, thanks for popping on Sports Overnight. How are you?
Good, good, Marty. How you doing, man? Always a pleasure to be on with you and talking some NFL football with the Chicago Bears tonight.
Yeah, what's the buzz in Chicago? It's got to be Caleb. What are you hearing? How much are we going to see? You know, the great rookie receiver out of Washington, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. I mean, it'll be interesting to see. What do you expect? Give us a little thumbnail sketch of what we can expect tonight when we zoom in to Canton, Ohio, to watch C.J. Stroud, perhaps for a series or two. Houston Texans, Chicago Bears. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could say we'd see the starters tonight, but, you know, the Bears opened at -1.5 a few weeks ago, and Eberflus came out and said that he's not going to be playing any of the starters. So we saw the Texans immediately become the favorites today in our preseason kickoff Hall of Fame game. So, unfortunately, we won't be seeing any of the starters tonight. But I think it's going to be exciting to see the younger guys, you know, fight for a roster spot and see how things go, especially with the Bears being featured on Hard Knocks this year.
No Caleb at all tonight, huh?
Yeah, none at all.
It's just such a letdown. I mean, I had a feeling you were going to say that. It's such a letdown. And yet, I mean, I saw it a couple weeks ago. They were saying he's going to get preseason reps, but I guess they got the benefit of the four-game preseason. Everybody else has been reduced to three. The Bears are going to play four. Is that what it is, in your opinion, the fact that they have that extra preseason game?
Yeah, I think so, and I think they look at it like, you know, he's in camp and they're running their plays, practicing every single day. Why put him in harm's way in another game when you're going to have that extra game advantage compared to everybody else? So I think that we see a lot of Caleb Williams in the last preseason game and second-to-last preseason game, and I kind of agree with the decision to keep the starters out, let him, you know, put on the coaching headphones and look at it from outside in the perspective of the sideline and, you know, help walk quarterbacks through situations, and I think he'll learn better that way as well in this first game.
Yeah, and I'm glad you referenced Hard Knocks. I love that series. I know you do as well. I think it's going to be great. I'm also hearing they're going to do a midseason Hard Knocks. I know the Giants are involved, the Bears, I forgot who else. How is Hard Knocks being received at the Bears camp?
You know, from what I'm hearing, it's very well. There's always going to be those Hard Knock characters that come out and guys that we see throughout the preseason that we're going to become fans of. And I think this is really unique in Chicago, especially because we're building a whole new team and a whole new roster here. So being able to put personalities with all these players and being able to connect with the Chicago fans is something that's really interesting, and it's going to be really fun to see throughout the preseason of Hard Knocks.
I agree. Zaid Hussain's with us. He's got an eye on the NFC North this year in the Big Ten for us from his outpost in Chicago. Are you surprised? I mean, the excitement with the Bears. Look, the White Sox are a disaster. The Cubs are an also-ran. The Blackhawks and Bulls are just, they're just mediocre. I mean, the Bears have the hopes and dreams of Chicagoland and that incredible, the second city. I mean, it's one of my all-time favorite cities, but the Bears have it. And I don't know if it's pressure or if it's something they're going to bask in the glow in. They own the sports stage in Chicago. Would you agree with that? And how do you think they're going to adjust to that?
Yeah, I think, like you said it best. You know, when you look at all the baseball teams we have the Cubs, we have the Sox. They're both absolutely horrible. We have the Bulls, who have kind of been stuck in the almost rebuild stage for the last 7-8 years. And really, the only team we have to look forward to, like you said, is the Chicago Bears. We also have a new UFC champion that's crowned, that's from Chicago, and Bilal Muhammad, who just won the UFC welterweight championship, which is something Chicagoans could cheer about as well. So, you know, outside from, you know, the UFC and, you know, our football team, there's nothing really to look forward to here in Chicago sports-wise. It's sad to say.
Yeah. Now, Eberflus survived. I thought, you know, I mean, I thought they'd make a run at Harbaugh. He ended up going to L.A. The West Coast has been good to him, University of San Diego, Stanford, the Niners. So the Chargers were kind of not a surprise for Harbaugh. Were you surprised they stuck with Eberflus? And how is that being really processed and digested in Chicagoland? You know, I mean, this has been a franchise that had their high water mark with the Monsters of the Midway. They have kind of a nondescript coach, but maybe at the end of the day, that's the way they want to go. This ownership, this brain trust. Tell me about Eberflus. Yeah. Were you surprised he stayed?
Yeah, you know, I think it was like a 50-50 call for me. Overall, if I was the Bears, I would have went into a new direction with a more offensive-minded coach. And I think they saw a guy, Eberflus, who, you know, did okay last year, lost a couple of close games, had a couple bad collapses, but thought that he's still good enough to keep the job and go on forward. And we're going to see that with Caleb Williams now. You know, it's a new offense. We have a new team in. I think overall, we have to give him a little bit of time in the beginning of the season, and we see how the Bears start. You know, if by week four, week five, we're sitting there at 2-3 against a really easy schedule, I think we'll know if we made the right or wrong decision very, very early. And for me, there were too many good coaches out there to let slide by. If we could have got a Harbaugh, or we could have went and got possibly even a Bill Belichick, I would have loved that a lot more.
You know, Belichick, I mean, there's people that will tell you he would have taken that job. He would have taken that Bears job. You know, everybody pointed towards Dallas. Maybe McCarthy was going to get the axe. You know, you heard about the Chargers. The Falcons seemed to be the leader in the clubhouse, but the GM down there wanted no part of being upstaged by Belichick. I would have loved that. How would that have been received in Chicago? East Coast guy through and through. Excuse me. How would Belichick, I mean, we're playing fantasy football here a little bit. How would he have been received there, do you think?
Yeah, I think when you look at what Chicago is, they're always looking for someone with a strong personality, someone that, you know, you could lean on as a head coach, a guy that has a lot of fire and a guy that's going to make a lot of noise. And I think Bill Belichick is that perfect guy. When you look at our head coaches in the past, you know, the Mark Trestmans, the Eberfluses, the Matt Nagys, these coaches really didn't have that big of personalities. And even, you know, Lovie Smith, who was a great coach for the Bears, but he wasn't a guy that was going to, you know, run down the sideline screaming at referees and, you know, making a lot of noise in the media. These were more of quiet coaches. I think when you look at a guy like Bill Belichick, his personality would have went well with that, the Chicago fan base. And I think overall it would have been really good. Which, you know, it's like you said, it's fantasy land, but it's something we would have loved to see.
Yeah, Zaid, I'm going to let you go off here on UFC. You're very strong in this. What do we got in the weeks ahead? I think I saw 306 on the horizon. Give us a quick UFC MMA update. What do we got coming down the pike?
Yeah, so we have UFC taking place in Australia in about a week with the return of Israel Adesanya. He's fighting Dricus du Plessis, and that's a big, big fight in Australia taking place. We also have a card going on in Abu Dhabi with Khabib Nurmagomedov's younger cousin Umar headlining the card against Corey Sandhagen, which will be a number one contender fight. And in this fight, I think we're going to see Nurmagomedov, you know, really take a step forward and with his best foot forward, and he'll be fighting for the title if he wins this fight. So this is a marquee matchup in a main event spot taking place overseas that will be happening this Saturday. And Nurmagomedov is about a 3-1 favorite in this fight as well, which I like him to win decisively and plant his foot as the number one contender.
Are we going to see McGregor Chandler? Is this really going to happen? We heard some rumblings this week, and then it kind of died down. What are you hearing?
Yeah, what I'm hearing is McGregor is traveling and traveling often. You know, you see him in Marbella, Spain, on his yacht. I think he really doesn't care about the sport anymore, and I think we'd be lucky to see him fight within the next year. But I could tell you, as of now, there are no plans for him to fight this upcoming year. I think 2025, maybe first quarter, second quarter, if we're lucky, we'll see that fight. But at this point, I think if you're Michael Chandler, you just have to go move on and fight somebody else, because this is a guy that's been sitting out for now almost two full years. And the UFC does not pay as well as everybody thinks. So it's like how long can he go without that fight paycheck? And I think McGregor knows that, and that's why he's kind of waiting him out.
Yeah, do you think he's ducking Chandler right now for fear that not only will he get beat, but maybe embarrassed?
You know, I could see it. I think, you know, I had the pleasure of talking to Chandler a couple months back in Vegas, and he told me this is a fight that he thinks he's going to dominate. You know, you got to remember, McGregor struggled against every single type of wrestler that he's faced. And you got a guy in Michael Chandler who's a D1 wrestler out of Missouri and has massive power in his hands. He's almost a better version of Chad Mendes. And Michael Chandler is not a guy that's going to gas and get tired throughout a fight. So, you know, if this fight extends through the second round and goes to the third, fourth, and fifth round, it's going to be trouble for Conor McGregor. And I think if McGregor doesn't, you know, catch him early, this would be a very, very long night for him. He would get wrestled and embarrassed in this fight, I believe.
It's going to be great. We got to close with the White Sox. How putrid are they? I mean, this team could lose 122 games. I don't know if they're going to get to 40 wins. I'm serious. I mean, it's laughable. It really and truly is.
I have a stat for you, Marty. Here's a fun stat. So they were on a 15-game losing streak. I'm pretty sure the losing streak is still going on. But if you were to take $100 and roll it over every single game that they've lost in that 15-game losing streak, $100 would now be $107,000. I don't know why we didn't think of that, Marty, but $107,000.
I'm glad Oh, man. Well, that's not for me, but that's for you. But that's an amazing stat. It really and truly is. Listen, you are awesome on football, the UFC, MMA. You're locked and loaded. Keeping an eye on the Big Ten for us. We are going to have a ball this fall. You got some marquee games in that NFC North, dude. How pumped up are you? You got some marquee games.
You know, I can't wait to see it. We got the Lions, who are looking like one of the best teams in the NFC. We got the Bears, which is very, very exciting. I never thought I'd be saying that about our Chicago Bears, but we have a very exciting team now. And you look at the NFC North, it's one of the best divisions in football, especially with Packers. I mean, look at Jordan Love. He just signed the biggest contract in history. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, I mean, this is a great division, and it's going to be very exciting to watch and cover.
I'm with you on the Packers and Love. That game with the Niners last year, what an incredible blew out the Cowboys. Jordan Love cashed in big. Aaron, they could care less about Aaron Rodgers. They just don't care. And then you got Rodgers, John with Wilson. And he's just, to me, a diva. The guy drives me nuts. Talented, first ballot Hall of Famer. I'll give you Aaron Rodgers. But I love Jordan Love, and I think it's going to be a great situation. Zaid, we love it. We will talk to you soon. You will be regularly appearing on this network and this program and the weekend edition. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. Take care.
You got it. Zaid Hussain, outstanding job out of him. All right, we'll come back. Yeah, you got football tonight, but the Olympics in prime time will be outstanding. Golf, while this show is airing in the overnight, so you'll hear the crickets at night, but you'll also hear the whoosh of a golf swing in Paris as we get ready. Is it Schauffele? Is it Scheffler? How's that rivalry looking with the gold medal on the line? We shall see. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it ready.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact.
And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, it'd be an Olympic night to recap in the overnight. We'll see what happens in the pool. We'll see what happens on the courts, indeed, and on the golf course in the middle of the night, no question about it. The baseball, you know, this it's a quiet Thursday into a Friday. You got Orioles, Guardians, they're tussling in Cleveland. Royals, Tigers, you got to keep an eye on that. The Royals off to a quick start. Cardinals, Cubs, got juice because it's just a rivalry, but the Cardinals are alive. The Cubs are dead in the water. And then Rockies, Angels in the news today on Mike Trout. Not good. Another knee tear, and he is out for the year. So I don't know if he's seen his last game as an Angel. I don't know. The guy has just been marred. I mean, when healthy, we know how good he is. I mean, look at the years with he and Ohtani, and then Ohtani moves up the freeway to Chavez Ravine, and then Trout has just been beached by injuries. It's too bad. A mega talent. I mean, just absolutely, you know, one of the most feared hitters in the game. But really, I think now we'll, you know, keep an eye on that U.S. men's team. The women today over Belgium. You know, everybody was expecting a blowout, and the Belgium gals dug in. And that game was tied after 1-8-point lead at the half. I think it might have been 6 or 8 third quarter. They closed it to within 4 at some point in the second half, but the U.S. gals, women, pulled away in the end and win it, not going away, but they're going to be a tough out. Who's going to provide them the stiffest competition? We will see now as we get down to nitty gritty over in Paris. The Olympics come and go quickly, folks. Enjoy it. Prime time tonight, Ledecky and company, without a doubt. And obviously the gymnasts, we got to keep an eye on them. And track and field is
It's right around the corner. Great job out of Dominic Jimenez. Thank you very much to Nick Douglas from the SEC, Tyler Levine, and Zaid Hussain of the Big Ten and the NFL Bears. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios.